Hola mi gente, my name is Jessica Yáñez and I want you to join me for some wine and chisme. The Wine and Chisme podcast was created to amplify voices across communities of color, all while drinking a glass of wine. From wine talk, interviews, and recaps of all things pop culture, join me every Wednesday for the chisme. Please make sure to check out the Wine and Chisme podcast and other amazing podcasts as part of the Latina Podcasters Network.
Hey girl, I'm Micaela, a mother, wife, Jesus follower, podcaster, empowerment coach, and a Chicana who loves her cafecito. I'm on a mission to empower each mujer to give herself permission to be the woman God created her to be. Because just like you, I wear many hats. Girl, I see you trying to take care of everyone else. But on this podcast, I invite you to grab your cafecito or glass of wine, sit back, relax, because I'm going to mentor you and teach you how to stop being afraid of becoming the woman you know you were meant to be. So you ready? All right, girl, let's do this. Hey, girl, welcome to a new episode of The Fearless Mujer. I'm so excited that you're hanging out with me. This is Micaela. Hey, thanks for stopping by for another cup of virtual cafecito. Listen, I'm going to get real on this episode. I'm just letting you know ahead of time, okay? If there are any little ears around, I would just highly recommend that maybe you don't listen to this episode around them because I'm going to get super personal on today's episode. So you might want to grab your cafecito and your tissue. Just kidding. No, but seriously, it's going to get real. Okay. So I'm just letting you know ahead of time, any little ears that you have around, maybe you don't want them to listen to what I'm going to share. Because I'm going to get super personal as to how I even got here, as to how I got into coaching and podcasting. And my story is not that I woke up one day and I decided that I wanted to podcast, because that was not my case. Okay. You are looking, you're not looking at me, but you're hearing me. You are talking to a mujer who, as a little girl, was always made fun of for her voice. So as a little girl, people always made fun of me because I had a very squeaky voice. And you may have already heard it, especially if you have come to any of our cafecito nights, or if you are my friend and we talk. When I get super excited, my voice gets very, very squeaky. It's naturally like that, okay? So I actually have to kind of control it and tone it down a little bit. I've kind of taught myself how to just kind of keep it mellow, I guess, if you could say it that way. But listen, I'm about to reveal my age because back in the day, before Netflix, before streaming apps and all that, before YouTube, we had to wait for Saturday morning to watch cartoons. So I remember watching Daffy Duck. You guys might remember this episode where he found some kind of pill and it changed his voice. It made him like really cool. He had like a really like nice voice. His hair was different. He just kind of changed his whole like look. And I remember thinking as a little girl, I must have been like 5 or 6. Like, I wish I had some pills like that so I could change my voice. So I have always gotten made fun of for my voice. So imagine my surprise when God prompted me to start podcasting. So yeah, I'm going to get super vulnerable today. And what I really want to talk about is the struggle of not trusting yourself. And when I say yourself, I'm also speaking of myself because I've been there. It is one of the things that I've had to overcome, and that is trusting myself. When you grow up with trauma, with dysfunction, with abuse, you don't trust yourself. And this is a big reason that I see why women struggle with creating boundaries, because when you grow up around a lot of toxic family or in a toxic environment, you're not always made to feel like you're in control. you don't usually feel like you have a voice. And usually you've been manipulated in some type of way, maybe in more than one way. And so you struggle with really making decisions, but also making sure that certain decisions are the right ones for you. So when I talk about trusting yourself, please know that I am not judging you. I am speaking from my heart. I'm speaking from experience. I'm speaking as someone who works with women, and I'm speaking as someone who has been there. Okay. So today I want to tell you, amiga, that it's time to trust yourself. So if you are someone who has been criticized, like maybe you don't have a squeaky clean background, maybe you've made mistakes, and maybe you've always been judged, right? Maybe you've been judged by your family because of mistakes that you've made. Maybe you've been criticized by the way that you do things, or maybe because you do things different, maybe because you're not keeping certain traditions. Whatever the case may be, and whatever reason it is that you've been criticized or judged, I just want you to know that that doesn't mean that you're not capable of making the right decisions for you. So here's the thing. When you, and this is not just when you've grown up in abuse, this also happens when you have been in abusive relationships. When you are in abusive relationships, the person that is abusing you makes you think that you're stupid, makes you sometimes think that you're ugly, makes you think that nobody wants you. I get that, okay? Because I've been in abusive relationships, and I know the feeling of feeling ashamed because you don't want people to know that this is happening to you, right? Because you think, man, they're going to think that I'm stupid, or they're going to talk about me. Like, I don't want people to know. I was in two abusive relationships, like actually physical abusive relationships. Some of the relationships were a little bit more like verbal abuse, you know, emotional abuse, but I can say that I've been in two physically abusive relationships. And when you are in an abusive relationship, that person makes you feel like you're garbage. That person makes you feel like you're trash. And what happens when you grow up in abuse, and you grow up in dysfunction, and you grow up in trauma, and then you end up in an abusive relationship, it just kind of reaffirms whatever you already thought about yourself. So here's what I want to say. As we kind of dive into this conversation, here's what I want to say to you. We are going to just start fresh, okay? Whatever you have been told, whatever you were told in that abusive relationship, whatever was said about you when you were growing up, we are cleaning the slate right now. We are like starting fresh, because all of that is irrelevant to what we're going to dive into today. Because what I really want you to get out of this conversation, this cafecito chat today, is that any of the things that you've gone through, any of, even if you made a mistake, or the things that were beyond your control, because a lot of the things that we've gone through were beyond our control, but any of that is so irrelevant to what we're going to dive into today. Why am I saying that? Not to minimize what you've been through. I'm saying that because none of that disqualifies you from your God-given purpose. You still have a purpose. God gave you a purpose. And whatever you have gone through, it doesn't take that away from you. So I want you to know that right now, that whatever lies were said to you, whatever ugly things were spoken over you, whether that was it through an abusive relationship or through your upbringing, it is irrelevant to this. Why? Because they're lies. So I just want you to know that. And even if you're like, but Micaela, you have no idea what I've been through. Girl, you have no idea. Like, it's easy for you to say that because, you know, you are a podcaster, you're a coach, you know, all that stuff. See, a lot of times people see what is on social media or people see that, oh, wow, that person figured out how to do that, or they're just smarter or whatever. But that's not the case, okay? Because for some people, they got to where they are because they endured a lot of pain. And that is my story. So what I want to say to you, and the reason why I'm saying, well, that's irrelevant to this right now, is because what I want you to know is that you can rewrite your story. What, where you come from and what you've been through is not where you're going. It is not the end of your story. Yeah, okay, all this stuff happened to you and I get that. Okay, however, here's what I want to say. And I want to say this as nice as possible because I never want anyone to feel like I'm attacking them. We were victims of things that happened to us, but we don't have to stay as victims. Does that make sense? You were victimized. But you're not a victim. You are an overcomer. And when you begin to understand that all the things that happen to you don't have to be where your destination is, that's not where you're going. It all becomes what actually fuels you to step into the powerful woman that you were created to be. Because that is the whole point of this podcast. This podcast is all about giving yourself permission to be the woman you were created to be. And when you've been abused and when you've experienced trauma and when you have been criticized and judged your whole life and when you've been treated like shit, excuse my language, when you've been treated like crap, you don't always feel like you can give yourself permission. You start to feel like you need somebody to give you permission or somebody needs to tell you it's okay to do that. But listen, on this podcast, you give yourself permission. We give ourselves permission. Okay? So, yeah, I told you it was going to get real. All right. So here's what I want you to know. Okay? Because people say that, oh, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me, right? Something like that. And it is not true, right? Names and words, they hurt. I talked the other day about how we have so much power in our words. We have so much power to literally crush people with our words, right? Has somebody ever said something to you and you're like so discouraged because of what they said to you? So words last a long time and words stay with us. You can remember something that happened to you 10 years ago and it will still hurt. And that's why it's so important to heal, because when you heal, then you can begin to rewrite your story. And what do I mean by that? Because maybe you're like, what do you mean, Micaela? I'm still who I am. Yeah, you're still who you are, but you're actually not. Because who you were 5 years ago is not who you are now. Who you were 10 years ago is not who you are now. We're constantly changing and we're constantly evolving as women. And we have the capability to rewrite where we're going. So just because things have always been a certain way, like something that I always used to say was, well, this is just the way that I am. Well, that's just the way my life always is. Every time I experienced a setback, I would always be like, oh, well, what's new? This is just the way my life is. I'm just always going through stuff. I just always have drama. This is just the way it's always been for me. This is just the way my life is always going to be. And I literally accepted and spoke over myself that my life was always meant to have some kind of problem. And I'm not saying that life is perfect, because it's not. We do go through things, right? Life throws curveballs at us. But you don't have to embrace that, oh, this is just how my life is, right? Like maybe you always have a financial struggle and this is just how it is. Or maybe there's always some kind of baby daddy drama and this is just how it is. Girl, I have baby daddy, so I get it, right? So if you didn't know, yes, I have baby daddy, so I get it. But you don't have to accept that part of your life, because that's not where you end. That is not where your story ends. So what do you want your story to be? Moving forward, where do you want to be? Where do you want to be in 6 months? Where do you want to be in a year? Think about those things, because those things are exactly what helps you think outside of the box. Now, here's the thing. When you have been criticized, when you have been judged, like maybe you got pregnant young, right? I don't know. Maybe you used to smoke weed back in the day. Maybe you were a big party girl. That was my story. Okay. That doesn't mean that that's who you are now. And if people still have that image of who you are, maybe you were a billionaire back in the day. Hey, if that's what it is, that's what it is, right? Because maybe you grew up in a rough neighborhood like me. I get that. But that doesn't mean that that's who you'll always be. So the problem is that when we accept the labels that people put on us, then we're not able to rewrite our story. We're not able to step into the powerful woman that God created us to be. We're not able to then courageously pursue our purpose, because we're still holding on to all the crap that people said about us. We're still holding on to all the stuff that we went through. Guys, let me just tell you, okay? You don't have to accept what people have said about you. I say this all the time because it's true. Okay. When you decide, man, I would really like to go back to school. I would really like to start a business. I would really like to do XYZ. When you decide that and then you share that with someone and then they say something, they share their opinion, they say something to put you down or discourage you, listen. You have to be able to understand who you really are at your core. You have to be able to align with your deeper desires so that when people have their opinion to share with you, it doesn't faze you. And the reason why so many mujeres aren't pursuing their God-given purpose is because they're not even sure of who they are. They're not really trusting themselves. Why? Because they're still embracing the labels that were given to them. They're still replaying the judgmental words. They're still replaying all the criticism that they've endured. Girl, if I told you all the stuff that was said to me growing up, it would be pretty crazy. And here's the thing, when you grow up like that, you don't know how to affirm yourself. So you don't even know how to really love yourself. And maybe this isn't you, right? Maybe you're listening. You're like, nah, that's not really me. And that's okay, because today I'm not talking to everybody. I'm only talking to a specific group of Latinas. Okay. So if this episode is not for you, share it with someone who needs it. Okay. Now, here's what I want to tell you. We've all made mistakes. We have all made mistakes. None of us are perfect. We've all done stupid things, okay? And you have to acknowledge that. Can I just keep it real with you? Because I'm not here to sugarcoat anything. You have to acknowledge what you've done. You have to acknowledge that you've made some mistakes, okay? I had a baby when I was 17. Was I the best mother? Of course not. Of course I wasn't. I was 17 years old. So if that's your story and you had a baby young and you weren't the best mother, just acknowledge it. It's going to hurt when you acknowledge it, but just acknowledge that this is the mistake that I made. Because there is power when you acknowledge it. Acknowledge that, yes, I made some wrong decisions. In fact, I made some really stupid decisions. I mean, like, do you ever think back on some of the guys that you dated and you're like, what the hell was I thinking? Like, seriously. Because every now and then, okay, I'm like, oh my goodness. If the me now could tell the me back then, girl, don't do it. Don't do it. Correle, run. Girl, no way. If I wish I could. Okay. Because sometimes we do stupid things, right? And I mean, this is a whole other episode, but when you are looking for love in the wrong places, you always make the wrong decision. Let's just put it that way. So here's what I want you to know, though. even if you've made the wrong decisions, you are still capable of making the right ones for you. Let me say that one more time. Even if you've made the wrong decisions, you are still capable of making the right decisions for you. So even if you've made wrong decisions, stupid decisions, you are still capable to make the right ones. That doesn't mean that you can never make a right decision for yourself. That doesn't mean that you'll always make the wrong decisions. You just have to make a decision and stick to the decision and commit to the decision. Because if you are a woman who struggles with trusting herself, and maybe you won't admit this to people, but if you know that that's you, you know that I'm talking to you, right? Okay. So if you struggle with trusting yourself, and maybe you're like, I didn't even know this. Maybe today you're going to realize that you don't trust yourself. And now I'm not saying that that's you, because if it's not you, believe me, I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm not trying to convince you of something that's not. I'm just saying, if you struggle with making decisions, if you doubt your decisions, if you make a decision or you have an idea and then someone comes to say something and all of a sudden you're discouraged, all of a sudden you're second guessing yourself, then it's probably because you don't trust yourself. So you're afraid of making the wrong decision. And that's really where it comes from. It's a deeper thing, and that is that you don't trust yourself. So if that's you, then you might find out after this episode that, dang, I guess I don't trust myself. But don't second guess yourself, okay? Because obviously I'm not talking to everybody. So even if you've made wrong decisions, that doesn't mean that you're not capable of making the right ones for you. And the other thing is that when you align with what you really want and who you really are, once you start to align with, like, what do I really want? And who do I really want to be moving forward? Even though all of this stuff happened to me, who do I picture myself being in the next year or in the next 2 years? Once you align with your deeper desire of who you want to be and what you really want out of your life, you'll stop worrying about what others think. Because now you're aligned with what you want and who you want to be. And when you start to make decisions based on your desires and not based on, like, what people tell you that you should do or what they think you should do or what they think is right for you, when you make the decisions based on your desires, then you'll start to walk in confidence. And let me tell you something about this. It is not easy to do this. If you've never, ever done this, if you've never really trusted yourself, if you've always looked for validation in people, if you've never really given yourself the permission to say, this is what I want, and start creating those boundaries, because that's really where boundaries begin, when you start to really make decisions based on what you want, this is going to feel weird. But once you start doing this and you begin to understand that I'm not responsible for how somebody feels because I'm putting my goals as a priority, or I'm making my healing journey a priority, or I'm finally sticking up for myself and saying what I really want to people, right? And not in a mean way, but just sharing, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start this business, or I'm going to go back to school, whatever it is. When you actually voice those things, and people might get mad at you because all of a sudden, maybe they don't have access to you like they used to, or maybe they see that you're just kind of becoming a different kind of person or a different kind of woman. You're elevating who you are. They might not like it, right? Because people always want to put you in their box. So it's going to feel a little weird, but you have to know that you're not responsible for how other people feel. How they feel is none of your business, right? You're responsible for your feelings. You're responsible for your choices. You're not responsible for other people. I just want you to know that. And it's not a mean thing. It's just that when you create the boundaries to understand that I'm not responsible for how other people feel. You actually begin to live a more freeing life and a less, how could I say it? You don't feel guilty anymore. Okay. You don't feel guilty about, oh, they got mad at me because I didn't want to, whatever it was, whatever the case was. Now, why am I sharing this with you? Because when we don't trust ourselves, we operate from a place of fear. So let's just say that you want to go back to school, okay? And then you've been thinking about it for maybe like 2 years. And every time you come around to do it, I don't know, maybe somebody makes you feel bad. Like, how are you going to do that? What about your kids? How are you going to do that and go to work? How are you, like, all those kind of things that people will start to say, right? And let me just say this, because sometimes people give their opinion a little bit too much, but it's really because they're speaking from a place of their own fear. So they project their fear onto you. So you have to be very careful who you share your goals and your dreams with, okay? Because everybody shouldn't have access to your dreams. Everybody doesn't need to have access to what you're doing. And a lot of times when we grew up being manipulated, people find a way to get access to those things. So you need to be very, very careful and you need to guard your heart. It's okay for you to say, this is what I want to do. Because maybe you've been wanting to go back to school, but you haven't done it. Because you're like, man, what if I fail? Then my family's going to be right. My husband's going to be right. I'm just wasting my time. If I fail, I'm going to look stupid in front of everyone. Or, man, I'm just being selfish because I want to start that business. And, you know, I'm scared because what if I don't make money and then I fail? And you start going down this rabbit hole of fear after fear after fear after fear. And it is so freaking exhausting. I mean, I remember crying myself literally at night sometimes of all the fears that I had that I didn't even know I was operating from fear. And I'm sharing this with you because if there is anything that you're going to do, from the smallest thing to the most important thing to the biggest thing in your life, I mean, I can give you examples. If it's, I always talk about business, you guys, because I started a business, okay? So it's easy for me to relate to it. But I know there's a lot of mujeres that I've talked to that want to start a business. So let's just say you want to start a business, any kind of business. Maybe you know how to make jewelry. Maybe you have, I don't know, maybe you know how to make makeup, right? Or skincare products. Maybe you want to go to school to do hair. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to get into coaching or podcasting. I mean, the sky's the limit, right? Maybe there's things that you want to do. Or maybe you want to save cash for a car. Maybe you want to buy a house. Maybe you want to switch careers. Maybe you want to get a promotion. Maybe you want to invest in yourself. Buy a course, work with a coach, whatever it is, right? Like I said, it can be like all kinds of things. But then you talk yourself out of it. But then you find more reasons to why it's not a good idea. And then you just don't do it. But it's still in the back of your head that that probably could have been a really good thing for me. Or you regret that 2 years ago, you could have already finished school. 2 years ago, if you had started that business, man, you might have already been making money. So you see how this kind of shows up, how this manifests in your life? It is so important that you begin to understand why it's hard for you to make a decision, why you have to begin to heal from the criticism, the mistakes you made, you know, the judgmental words of people. It's so important that you start to trust yourself. Because if you don't do the hard work now of beginning to here's what I'm going to share with you. It's like an onion, literally. It's like an onion. You're like an onion, amiga. Can I just say that? Okay, sorry if I'm offending you. I don't mean to. We are like onions. Before you get to the onion, you have to peel that thin, whatever that's called, that papery kind of skin. I don't know what it is. Then you got to cut the ends, right? And then you got to cut again, make a slit so you could take the layer off. And then you have layers and layers and layers of onions. And sometimes if you notice, it's a little bit hard to cut into the onion. You got to like really get in there, right? Depending on what kind of onion you have. Till you get to the middle of the onion and then you start kind of slicing it. But then what happens? You cry. I always cry when I cut onions. I hate it, especially when I'm wearing eyeliner and mascara, which is my signature makeup, right? I always have the same stuff on. You cry. And this is exactly what happens to us when we make the decision to say, I'm going to finally heal. I'm going to finally pursue those things that I really want to do. But now I know that before I get to that point, I have to really peel the layers of how I got here. I have to peel the first layer of my pain. I have to peel the first layer of relearning my true identity. I have to peel the first layer, the next layer of the trauma I experienced. I have to peel the next layer of my deeper fears until I can finally get to where I'm going. Because if you're going to pursue your life's purpose, and if you're going to become that powerful woman that you were created to be, and if you're going to rewrite your story, you have to peel all the layers of what you've gone through so that you can let go and live freely. Because God did not create you to be held captive to the judgmental words that were spoken over you, the criticism that you experienced, or even the mistakes that you still replay. That is holding you captive. And you weren't created to live like that. And why am I sharing this with you? Because, amiga, I am living proof that it's not until you get to that place of healing, of acknowledging your pain, of taking all those layers off that are going to make you cry. It's not until you do that, that you're able to rewrite your story, that you're able to become the badass you are, that you're able to courageously pursue your purpose. And I share this with you because I did not wake up one day and decide that I was going to be a podcaster. I literally just shared with you at the beginning of this episode how I got made fun of for my voice. So imagine my surprise when women started telling me how much they like my voice, how soothing it is, how gentle it is, how warm it is, how much they love to hear my voice. Imagine my surprise. So I didn't wake up one day and decide that I wanted to be a coach. The truth is that I had gone back to school. I switched my major from business to religion. I knew that I was going to help women someday because that was always something that I wanted to do. I wanted to help women, and women just always naturally would come to me for advice. But I was for sure that I was supposed to work in a church, right? So I could share my faith freely and help women, however that looked. And that was not the case. But before that, I endured I experienced something very traumatic in my family. And that was that my daughter was being sexually abused by a family member. And it is such a long story. It is such a very painful story that, thank God, he has healed me. He's healing me still. And when you're just kind of living life, I mean, at the time, I had a pretty good job working at the corporate office for a cosmetology school in the student services department. I actually liked my job. It was pretty cool, I guess, you know, being in that type of environment. I met a lot of really awesome people, and I was just kind of living my life, right? Normal, like usual, how we always lived, went about our day, just doing all the things that you normally do as a family. And one day my daughter reveals this terrible secret, and it just devastated us. It literally shattered my world, because when I spoke out about it, my father, okay, decided that he wasn't going to be there to support us, put it that way. And it was just so much stuff that we had to go through, talking to detectives, you know, all these things. If you've ever been through anything like that, you know how painful it is, how traumatic it is, and how hard it is, because you're literally now, your whole family is like shifted, and you're experiencing so much pain and devastation and trauma. And what ended up happening is that I no longer have a relationship with my dad. And what ended up happening is that, you know, we just broke away from my family. And it's such a long story, right? So I'm going to give you the short version of it. But it wasn't until the time of when I began my healing journey that God began to show me all the lies that I was believing. And I really got to the root of why. It was the criticism. It was the judgment. It was because I was judged for my mistakes. I realized that my identity, I didn't really know what that was. I really didn't know what that looked like. My identity and who I was, the definition of who I was tied into what other people thought I should be or who I should be. And so it wasn't until I began to heal that I was led to start helping women by just sharing my story, by just encouraging women. And I started like some YouTube videos that really didn't feel like my thing, because I really don't like to be on camera. Confession. But I plugged in the mic and I had a whole different podcast. You guys have heard me talk about that. And women began to message me on a different Instagram account that I had. And so that's kind of how it started. And then from there, like almost a year in, women would like reach out to me. They wanted advice. They wanted to talk. And so I would jump on Zoom with them. And I didn't know that it was my stepping stone to like coaching. Then, you know, I was prompted to rebrand, to start a whole different podcast, which is The Fearless Mujer, to create a whole different brand. And that's how everything kind of spiraled. That was my launching pad. The pain was my launching pad. So when I share this with you, I'm not talking out of my butt, okay? I'm not just saying this to say it. I'm not just saying any of this to hype you up. I'm sharing this with you from the bottom of my heart, because where I am now came from pain, because that is the story of how I got here. And I know and understand how our past can hold us back, how the trauma can hold us down. And I want you to know that you don't have to live that way, that you can rewrite your story, that you can rewrite the lies that were spoken over you, that you can begin to really dissect what those limiting beliefs are that you have about yourself, that you can remove the labels that others have placed on you. Yes, girl, you absolutely can. So if you have been doubting yourself, girl, I just want you to know that it's time to stop. And it's time to start trusting yourself, because just like I said before, even if you've made the wrong decisions, you're still capable of making the right ones for you. So what does that look like for you? What does it look like for you to make the decisions for your life? What does it look like for you to align with who you really are and to align with what you really want so that you can make the right decisions for you? What does that look like for you? Where do you want to be in the next 6 months to a year? Like, what is it really costing you to be in the same place? What is it really costing you to not really go after what you want? Is it stressing you out? Is it making you cry at night? And I'm just being honest. I'm just asking you a real honest question. And I want to share this purposeful task with you. I want you to make a list of three things, at least three things. If you want to do more, please do so. And do this on your own time when no one's around, when you can think, when it's quiet, when you can cry if you have to. Write down three things that you have gone through that are pretty painful or things that you have overcome. And then write down what you learned from that experience. Write down if it made you stronger. Did it make you wiser? Have you helped someone because of that experience? Or can you help someone because of what you went through? When you start to see those things about yourself and you see that you are an overcomer, it is a very powerful thing. So I want you to know, girl, that I love you. I was only going to be on here for 10 minutes, but that's okay. It's all good. I love you. And if you never had a sister to speak life over you, if you never had an amiga that you could really trust, girl, you are in the right place. Now, I also want to share this with you. So I recently announced the mastermind. However, after talking to my coach, I've decided, because my business is growing, to shift things a little bit. So in honor of New Year's, I'm doing a New Year's special. So I'm offering 5 one-on-one coaching scholarships at 50% off. So you're going to get 50% off my one-on-one coaching, and it's open to the first 5 women who need to dig deeper into rewriting their story and what that looks like for them, who want to really dive deeper into what is it that's really holding me back from going to the next level of where I know I'm supposed to be? And how can I begin to courageously pursue the things in my heart? So if you know that you want to start the new year on the right track, you don't want to be in the same place you are in the next year, you have other goals, right, that you want to dive into, I would love to help you. So hit me up on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast so we can get you one of those scholarships, 50% off. It's amazing. And this was after prayer and after really talking to my coach about my next move going into the new year. So you get one of those scholarships if you want it. It's for the first 5 women. You get a 50% off scholarship off one-on-one coaching. And I'm super excited for the women who say yes to starting the new year, stepping into their powerful woman that they were created to be. Now, listen, you can also, that's the easiest way to reach out to me is on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast. But you can also go to my website, fearlessmujer.com, click on coaching, and you can reach out to me there. But hey, girl, I love you, and I hope that you have a wonderful day. God bless. Hey, girl, I'd love to know what you thought about this episode. Let's take the conversation deeper. Come join the podcast community so you can stay empowered and inspired. Go to fearlessmujer.com, click on podcast community, or click on the link in the show notes. Hey, can I ask you something really quick? Have you ever been discouraged and questioned if something was wrong with you? You tried to fake it till you make it, but you still doubted your abilities? You listened to the podcast and the motivational speakers, but that just didn't work. you believe that there's more for your life, and you're ready to tap into what that looks like for you. You're ready to unleash your courage, step into your authority, and reignite your confidence. If you're like, yeah, girl, that's me, I'd love to talk more. One of my gifts is helping women reignite their confidence, find balance in their life, and step into their authority. Do you think it would be crazy if we worked together? Schedule a 30-minute consultation call with me and let's see if we're a good fit. You can DM me on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast, or you can go to fearlessmujer.com, click on coaching, and you'll see the link so that you can schedule your 30-minute consultation call with me. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with your amigas, because something powerful happens when we lift each other up. And go ahead and share this to your Instagram stories. Tag the Fearless Mujer Podcast, and I'll make sure to give you a shout out. All right, girl. God bless.